Shulchan Aruch says that we are obligated to fast 4 days over the course of the year to mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Tisha B'Av, Shivasa B'Tamis, Som Gedalia, and Asara B'Tevis. Asara B'Tevis is the first of those four Tainas. The Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that the fast of Asara B'Tevis was instituted to commemorate the day in history in year 3337 when Samach Melech Bavel Yerushalayim. Nebuchadnezzar, the wicked king of Bavel, laid siege to Yerushalayim, and that initiated the tragic events that ultimately culminated in the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash 2.5 years later. There's a fascinating Gemara Masechtas Megillah that gives us another reason why we fast on Asara B'Tevis. The Gemara says, in an effort to translate the Torah into Greek, the Greek emperor Talmei HaMelech gathered 72 Chachamim, and he did not reveal to them why they were summoned. He then had them sequestered into 72 separate chambers, and he ordered each of them to translate the Torah into Greek. And min ha-shamayim, the Chachamim were given special divine wisdom, and all 72 Chachamim translated the Torah in the identical manner. And to avoid heretical theological conclusions, in 13 places in the Torah, all the Chachamim intentionally deviated from the literal meaning of the text. For example, instead of Bereshis bara Elokim, they reversed the order, and they wrote Elokim bara Bereshis, that God created Bereshis, to avoid misinterpretation that there are Chas v'Shalom two powers. Instead of Yomer Elokim Nasa Adam, and Hashem said, let us make man, plural, they wrote, Hashem said, I shall make man, alluding to monotheism, and so on. And miraculously, even the deviations were identical. In Greek, this is known as the Septuagint, the translation of the 70. However, despite the miracles, despite foiling the evil plan of Talmei HaMelech, Chazal viewed this event as one of the darkest days in Jewish history, comparing it to the tragic day when Klal Yisrael created the eagle, as Talmei denigrated the Torah by implying that there's nothing holy about the Torah, just another book in the Greek library. Rav Hutner joked, the fact that all 72 Rabbanim came up with the same interpretation, that wasn't a miracle, since they were all in different rooms. If the 72 Rabbanim would have sat in the same room, and they still would have agreed on the same translation, that would have truly been a miracle. Usually when a Tanis falls out on Friday, it's pushed off until Sunday. We don't want to enter Shabbos in a state of oppression. However, Asara B'Tevis is unique. This Tanis is so stringent that even if it occurs on Erev Shabbos like this year, we fast the entire day until Shabbos begins. Also, it's brought down from the Avud Raham that although fasting is prohibited on Shabbos, however, if Asara B'Tevis would happen to fall out on Shabbos, we'd be obligated to fast even on Shabbos. So what is it about Asara B'Tevis that is so unique that we don't delay the fast until Sunday like any other fast? So the Chasam Sofer says something amazing. He says Asara B'Tevis is a Yom Adin. Every year in Asara B'Tevis, there's a judgment in Shemaim whether to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash during that upcoming year. Says the Chasam Sofer, the reason we typically don't fast on Friday or Shabbos is because fasting for past events, such as Tisha B'Av, when we fast to mourn the Beis HaMikdash, is prohibited. However, fasting for future, that is permitted. And since Asara B'Tevis is so significant to the future of Klal Yisrael, because on this day it will be determined if we will be zoiche to have the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt this year, therefore, we are required to fast even if it will fall out on Shabbos. What an incredible idea for the Chasam Sofer. And this brings to mind another fascinating Chasam Sofer. He says, throughout the course of Jewish history, while Yidden were in Galus, there were many times that Klal Yisrael were worthy to have the equivalent to the second Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt for them. The second Beis HaMikdash, as we know, was inferior to the first one. The Shechina did not rest on the second Beis HaMikdash. But incredibly, the Avos would not allow it. They wanted Klal Yisrael to have the ultimate Beis HaMikdash experience, without any omissions. All the same miracles, all the same amenities, the Aron, the Kapayrus, the Urim V'Tumim, that existed in the first Beis HaMikdash. The message of our Avos to the all future generations was, don't ever settle for second place. Go for the gold. Don't settle for a compromised Beis HaMikdash. We should all be zoicha to see the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt this year with all its splendor and glory. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.